Around 1800, Jacob van Ruysdael's landscapes, ignored for a time, were rediscovered. As a young man, the great German writer Johann Wolfgang von Goethe saw Ruysdael's The Jewish Cemetery here in the Dresden collection. In 1816, he published an essay on Ruysdael in the cultural and literary journal Morgenblatt für gebildete Stände. In his essay, Goethe recommended Ruysdael's The Jewish Cemetery as a model for contemporary landscape painters. Ruysdael, he noted, manages to select in the most auspicious way individual motifs from nature and combine them so his viewers can stroll through his picture as if in a park. Goethe was an idealist. For him, art should fuse sensual beauty with clear rational thought. He expected a painting to captivate his senses, yet also have a didactic message. It was not enough to paint a mere rainbow, or, as here, a fog bow. The natural phenomenon ought to say something, to stand for something. Goethe's credo was that painters are only artists where they no longer copy, but create. Goethe entitled his essay, Ruysdael as Poet, and he wrote it with a particular agenda in mind. He was not at all happy with the turn to romanticism among young contemporary artists. In his view, this was too much sheer emotionalism. By returning to Ruysdael, he hoped to direct their interest more to reason, and with it, to the content of art. But as we know today, Goethe's plan failed, since the shift to romanticism gained a momentum impossible to stop. But Goethe's essay was not entirely in vain, since it was the first assessment of the work of this Dutch Baroque artist in art criticism.